Hey, and welcome to Storytime with the Rubus. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Your regular hosts, Charla and Dan, are busy jet-setting around the world. So for today, you're stuck with this group, your guest hosts and friends, to talk about group camping at Bonnaroo, what that means, and what all it entails. I'm Maddie Chapp. I'm known for organizing the Squeak Squad and group camping. And here with me to help host this episode is Skylar.
Hey, I'm Skylar, one of the founders of Group There It Is.
Before we continue any further, we're going to give you a couple quick messages regarding some really important topics.
All right. We want to thank our Patreons for contributing to the Making Totem Happen. We have Zach and Jeremy, Amber, Andrea, JB, Samuel, Austin, Madeline, James, Chelsea, aka Hygiene Queen, Ryan, Chris, Skylar, that sounds familiar, Daniel, Ernst, Bill, Harris, Keith, Casey, Dave, Amanda, Aaron, Nick, Maddie, McFerg, Kent, Randy, Greg, Eric, Evan, Jay, Chloe, and Sean. Thank you all so much for being a part of the Patreon and contributing to making sure Totem is doing what it needs to do here. So Totem, the board is working diligently to sift through applications and read everyone's input and their stories, and it's been super exciting. The folks who applied are going to start being matched around the middle of April, and you'll hear some communication from Daniel a little bit before that about just next steps and what to expect. So keep an eye on your inbox towards the end of March, beginning of April, for some more news. And now, back to our podcast.
Welcome back. We're also being joined today by some fantastic friends, our guests, Shayna, Mitchell, and Taylor. And today we're talking about a Bonnaroo topic that hits really close to home for all of us, group camping. We're going to discuss a few topics like, what is group camping? How are groups organized? What is the group camping community like? And how you can join or form a group of your own? And also maybe a little bit of what we might expect coming up in group camping this year. Before we get started, though, I just want to let everybody introduce themselves a bit. Shayna, you want to take it away?
Sure. Hi, my name's Shayna Bradley. I am the group leader for Loophole to Reality and then also one of the admins for our Loophole to Reality Facebook page.
Awesome. Thanks. Mitchell?
Hi there, everybody. I'm with Camp Redaroo. I've been with them since 2013. I'm generally the person that like parks everybody, makes our little village congruent and checks us all in. And, you know, so I call myself Soft Cop around there. I'm also admin on the social media stuff for Redaroo.
Awesome. Taylor's here with us. Taylor's part of Squeak Squad. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. I joined Squeak Squad last year with my best friend Patch. Yeah. That's haven't been a part of it for very long, but I'm happy to be. So
awesome. Skylar, you mentioned you're with Group There It Is. Now you guys are with the Rubus, right?
Yes, indeed we are. We joined up with the Rubus last year when they decided to join the group camping gang.
Awesome.
And we have anywhere between 20 and 30 people every year. So it's always like a little daunting to say, hey, can we come hang out with you guys?
And there's a lot of pretty big for a private group, because you guys are not a public one normally, right?
Correct. No, we keep it pretty insular. It's just a bunch of us who have known each other for my friend Ben and I are kind of the co-founders, and we've known each other since middle school. We used to do community theater together, and it's just this group that's grown from, you know, folks who went to college together or worked together or lived in the same town together and just expanded over the years. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's kind of a great segue into the next thing. How did the group get started for y'all?
Yeah, we started camping together in 2014. And we were like an unofficial group. We didn't even have our name at that point. And if you walked by a flag near the horse barn that said tie-dye for what, that was us that year.
Okay.
And we, the next year, you know, we had a few more people, and the next year we had a few more people. And then 2017 was when we actually made the move to group. And we've been there ever since.
So you said made the move to group. We should probably clarify exactly what group camping is for maybe some of the people that don't know that are listening. You want to give it a shot? How do you define it?
It's, you know, larger groups of people who want to have a little bit more freedom in terms of arrival times. And it tends to be the kind of, I think it's worked out to be kind of the folks who are Bonnaroo lifers. Like everybody kind of ends up in group at some point because it's where the community is really the most insular overall. And, you know, we throw events and there are, you know, giant circus tents and really incredible, you know, feats of design that you see in group camping. Like it's kind of it's got the most Burning Man vibes of the Bonnaroo campgrounds, I think, just because everybody's extremely creative.
It really does. Yeah.
And so much time every year, like putting together what they do.
Yeah. It's, I love being there. I also just like the fact that four groups of 24 more let you arrive at any time. So mm-hmm. for my group, Squeak Squad, there's anywhere from 70 to 120 of us every year. And we're a private group and it's really hard for us to camp together. So this is a way that allows us all to be together. There are some caveats that go with that. There's a little bit of a premium that you pay for group camping. You get one parking pass for every three people. But I think ultimately it's just a much better community. Mitchell, you've been doing group, I think, the longest of anybody here. You started with Redaroo when? What year? 2013?
Yeah. So I showed up for Redaroo the second year they were a group. The first year was 2012. Stephen Pawlowski set it up, and it literally was like, why don't we? It was from the Bonnaroo subreddit, and the folks were like, well, group camping's new. Do all of us Redditors want to join together and make a group? And that's what happened. And then it's slowly grown to us hosting the beer exchange and our peak in terms of people. We had 425 folks in 2018. It was
the largest Bonnaroo group ever, right?
Yeah, it was too many. Yeah, no,
you guys are still have the headline image for group camping on Fevo, right?
Yeah. They still use our picture every time there's like a contest for getting the most group people in signed up in time. We have won that, and it's come with some really cool prizes. One year they gave us pit passes to LCD sound system.
I actually camped with you that year and got some of those passes. That was the one year that my group wasn't big enough to be on our own. We were lucky enough to get folded in with you, and you did the costume contest. And,
some costume contest.
Yeah. The adult swim one. My friend and I won two of the LCD passes for that. It was awesome.
Yeah, we tend to take in a lot of groups each year. We've actually this year already had four other groups message us for, you know, like 80 members that just didn't think they were going to make the group threshold to just go ahead and talk to us about like, hey, can we hit you on with y'all? And we're perfectly fine with that. The more the merrier. We're definitely very public about coming in. I mean, I think like a quarter of our members have met me in the thralls of something in Bonner in Centeroo going, don't you come camp with us next year?
Yeah, it's so anybody listening, if you want to do a group and you realize you can't get to 24, there are other options out there. If you have 12 or 15, 16 people, they can fold you in with some of these other groups. Shayna, you run another one of the bigger public groups. You help organize one of them, Loophole. How long have you guys been around now?
Yes. So I was not one of the founding members of Loophole. It actually started back in 2011, and it was started by my brother and his best friend. I actually messaged them and I was like, hey, can you give me some feedback on how Loophole was founded? And he'd sit back and said that he actually had gotten a bracelet at Bonnaroo in 2011 that said Bonnaroo, a loophole to reality. And he said that really hit with him being his second year of Bonnaroo. And so that's how they made the Facebook group. But when they started it, it was just their friends. So of 20 people that actually hadn't went to Bonnaroo, that they're like, we think you would like going to Bonnaroo. And then eventually it kind of blew up and then became a community for, okay, if you are going, here's some tips. And then it just kind of exploded. I started going in 2016 and I became an admin in 2019, I believe. I was trying to do the math. I'm 95% certain it was 2019, but we moved into group camping in 2018 because my first year we had at least 25 people alone because we had a like 9-vehicle caravan trying to drive all the way down to Bonnaroo, and it was just nuts.
It becomes impossible at some point to make that work.
Yeah, the next year, I like, it was so extremely difficult because, like, within our Facebook group, like, some people remember it. Like, we joke that it was, like, the year we lost my brother because he got off on the interstate to go run to use the bathroom, and then we moved traffic, and he had to go in, and he didn't have his phone. He only had his wristband on him. And so I posted in the page. I'm like, hey, has anyone seen my brother? Like, he's this tall. Like, please give him a phone. And, like, people were sending photos like, is this your brother? I'm like, yeah, that's him. Like, give him the phone. And so after that, we were like, we should do group camping. And the first year, we're like, this is genius. Like, why did we not do this sooner? And then
it makes a lot of sense.
It made so much sense. And then we just turned around and opened it. And we're like, well, why don't we just expand it to the Facebook group? And so we made it not just private of us, but expanding to our Facebook group of, hey, if you want to join group camping, or if you're new going by yourself, or just want to experience group, you're welcome to come with us. So now our group's expanded, and we've got, I think our biggest year we had 72 in group camping, but usually we run around 40. We're also procrastinators very much on buying group passes.
If you do want to organize, this is just a warning to the listeners. People will procrastinate. You will have to do a lot of planning last minute. It's not all fun and games.
You will have to harass people. You will have to beg them. You will have to cajole them. And then every single year on the last day of the deadline, somebody's going to text you and be like, hey, did you get my group pass for me?
So, oh, yes. Every year they do that.
I reach out till now.
I always remind our group, like, every month, I'm like, hey, you have this many days left. Because when we started group camping, I wasn't the one orchestrating the group camping. I was just, oh, I'll buy a pass and I'll show up. A few years in, it rotated between admins. And then the last year it was my brother. I was like, you know what? How about I'll just do it? I can do this because, like, I do project management and I love event planning. So, like, to me, it's my jam. And I was like, I can take care of this. And so we have it a lot more detailed now. So it's a lot easier to manage and run the group.
You definitely learn things as you go through the years.
Every single year, my Excel spreadsheet for group camping is the absolute master that my friend Grace actually made for our forest group. Because I also
wait, we should compare spreadsheets because I'm very interested to see what everyone else does.
I'm interested as well.
I would love to. I can't take credit for making it. My friend Grace made it for our forest group. I'm just a group camper in that one. I was after Bonnaroo. I'm like, I cannot be a group leader anymore. Like, I'm done leading. I'm not being responsible anymore. It's a lot. And so I just kind of came
back. I organized my group through, like, a private Facebook page. We are a private group. It's friends of friends only invite, but we've grown to this point to 100-ish people. And if it were not for all of my Google Drive spreadsheets that are editable only to the people that have the links and that I share out regularly, I would lose my absolute mind.
Oh, I'd have, I had to create a separate group for loophole group campers.
What was that?
What's the Squeak Squad lore? How did you guys come about?
So I had been going to Bonnaroo since 2008, and I finally convinced some of my friends to go with us in 2014. Just friends I'd had for years. A couple people had been to Bonnaroo before, a couple who hadn't. And we showed up, 12 or 13 of us, pull in as our little caravan, come in, and next door to us is this group of 12 or 13 people. And this guy's setting up, and it's him, and everyone else in his group is female. I think maybe one other guy at the time. It's, you know, it's all women and him. And he needed help, like, carrying stuff. Next thing I know, he's my absolute best friend, Steve Provost. He and I got to go on stage with Chromeo a few years later at Bonnaroo. There's a whole documentary about us meeting and interviewing Chromeo. But that year, I just met him. We helped each other set up, cracked open some beers on a Wednesday afternoon. The next morning at, like, 9 a.m., somebody is knocking as much as you can on a tent. I hear the material just ruffling. I'm like, groggily, who is it? He goes, Matt, Steve, do you want to play kickball? So we became best friends, and the next year we knew we had to camp together, and groups seemed like a great way to do that and bring our friends in. And I invited some more friends. He invited more friends. We got to 30-ish people in 2015, and then 2016, the group actually dropped to like 16 or 17, so I rolled in to Redaroo with Mitchell, became good friends with him that year. They were kind enough to bring us in. And then from there on, 2017 on, the group went from like 16 up to 50. 2018, we had 110. We're anywhere from 70 to 120 every year now, and, you know, try to throw our big parties and have the big fun, which last year Taylor was one of the new members that got to join us. And I know you've seen in the group page there all the organizing. What's it like coming in and seeing pages and pages of spreadsheets and all of my messages every single week? Please sign up. Is it overbearing? Is it a lot?
No, actually, it keeps me on my toes, definitely. I let Patch deal with all that stuff, and I'm just kind of like the passenger princess that drives. So they mess with whatever and buy everything, and I just come along for the ride. But it's been great, and I appreciate all the hard work that you put into it.
I'm not fishing. We don't need to talk about that. Is it intimidating though, where there's, you know, all of us and the inside jokes, and, you know, I'm always like, guys, this is the post, do not ignore this, I know who you are if you do. Is it weird to come in and see that from the outside?
You know, not really, honestly. It's kind of funny, actually. And to know that, like, I'm not one of the ones that's contributing to that yet, so.
You're not, thankfully. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
How did you and Patch find the group?
So 2022 was my first year, and I lost my glasses in the pit somewhere. I don't know where we were, what I was. I was like jumping up and down. My glasses were on my shirt, fell off.
Real quick, for the people that are listening, every person on this call has their camera on. We're all wearing glasses. So there's a moment of visual solidarity between us where all of our eyes went wide. Oh no, you lost the glasses.
Yeah, it was rough. So that happened like on Friday, I think. And then on Saturday night, I was still looking for them, like, was completely out of my mind, obviously, like, couldn't find my glasses, and we were trying to find lost and found, and, like, Patch and I were just so tired, and just, like, it had been such a long day, it was, like, 10, 11 p.m., and we were, like, wandering around the Cineru, and Patch was like, I'm gonna go sit down with these people on this moon mat, you go try to find your fucking glasses.
And so some of my people just adopted you from there.
Yep, so Patch just went and sat with Gaines, Katie, and JJ on their moon mat, and the rest is history. Like,
and they're not gonna be there this year, they've got the baby on the way, and you're gonna be there in their place to keep it going strong.
Yep, we're going to take their tent over and everything, so
perfect.
It'll still be a good time, but yeah, I'm sad they're not going to be there, but yeah, it was great. We made lifelong friends that night, so, and then they're like, come, we went to Stevie Nicks the next day, and had our first, like, group experience with you guys, found you guys in the crowd with the squeakers, you gave us little ducks, and said, come camp with us next year, and we did.
That is one of our rituals. That started years ago at Okeechobee, actually, but we realized you could hear a squeaking duck across a crowd better than you could see a totem when you're a little spun out. So now we just find each other on echolocation. I know, Skylar, your group did that for a while also, right? You guys were the other duck group.
We were, yeah. And I think we were the first two duck groups, because I remember one year we just kept running into you guys in Cineru and be like, wait, you're not our friends.
Yeah, you're not my friends. Why are you making this noise?
Taking these in 21, I was coming out of the bathroom and I heard squeaking and I was like, oh, there's my friends. And you ran up to me and you were like, or it wasn't you, but it was somebody in your group. They're like, why do you have ducks too? And we're like, we all have ducks. But this year we've transitioned because we realized that, like, ducks are oversaturated now. Like, you never really know what you can get when you hear a duck. So we've moved on to kazoos. We have we were giving out kazoos last year at the Wolfpack set. If you hear kazoos, it's one of us.
Hilariously, the reason we got ducks originally was because Wolfpack at Okeechobee in 2014 or 15, because they have the funky duck song, we brought a box of 250 ducks and threw them in the air. And that's why we started with the rubber ducks, because of Wolfpack. So
we have another festival locally in North Carolina that we go to. Shikori Hills Grassroots, shout out. It's an amazing festival. But there, our camp there is Fort Boom Boom, and the mascot is one of the big, like, inflatable floaty ducks, and his name's Diego. So we hoist him into the air in the trees above our campsite. And there is a band out of Raleigh called Duck. They're fantastic. Check them out. But they played for the first time a couple of years ago, and we took Diego to their set and we're crowd surfing people on it. And then one year we built a slip and slide with Diego. So ducks are like deeply ingrained in us too. And I love that, like, we've made an accord between the
ducks.
We
were meant to be friends. Hilariously, I'm also slowly directing my group away from the rubber ducks because there's too many.
Yeah.
So we're probably not going to be a rubber duck group any longer either. So we'll find, we won't steal kazoos, I promise. Unless we want to find each other in a crowd real easily.
We've decided already what our next step is after kazoos. I'm not going to reveal what that is because I don't want anybody to take our ideas, but we do have like a succession plan of sorts for our echolocation.
I'm not throwing out what we've been talking about today because somebody might steal it. What were you saying, Mitch, about noisemakers?
Like, legitimately, I work a lot of music festivals, and I will go to the pit, and I'll just start squeaking in the 360, and I will make lifelong friends almost every time, or find them.
How many of them are some of the people from my group? So that's a super fun thing. I love that those things occur naturally with groups this big and this size, these rituals, these identifiers. We've got the rubber ducks. We also have a thing called Major Baster, which is a giant Gatorade bucket, which we fill with 10 to 15 gallons of mixed gin and vodka drinks, get turkey basters, and dance around the campgrounds getting people drunk. I know Mitchell's had many a shot from one of those turkey basters in the past. They're kind of refreshing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're fun, though. They happen organically. What are some of the other, like, rituals or identifiers you all have in your groups? Mitchell, I know Redder is a lot of them over the years.
We tend to do group. I don't think we did it last year, but we've tended to break the camp down into four separate groups all around a theme. We've had, like, the Golden Girls was a theme one year. Mm-hmm. We had Pokemon starter teams one year, and the groups tend to we decorate underneath the common theme with that, but. One of our totems that has been here forever is we had, like, jungle themed Disney movies, and one of the groups was Lion King. And I know for a fact that a Simba totem that was made for that year is still the Simba totem for them 4 or 5 years later.
Is it the one with the little marking on the forehead of Simba I've seen floating?
Yes.
Yes.
He's got glow-in-the-dark tribal tattoos.
Yes, I've seen that Simba many a time.
Yeah, we
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the other one probably is the current Big Redaroo organizer, Jennifer Grindrod, has a Daily Bread totem that is that. But some of the groups have a totem just for them, like the Parachute People. Mm-hmm. They're always those candy cane, Christmas candy cane totems, and I always go say hello to them whenever I see them out.
My friend Kim was going to join the call today to talk as well. She had a rough day at work, though, so couldn't make it. Their group is the Dicks and Donuts group, and if you've been to Bondurant before, you've probably seen the giant inflatable dick in the crowd, and people are trying to toss the donut onto it from across the crowd. That's their group. I wanted them to be in here to talk about that. Sadly, she didn't make it, but I got to shout them out.
And we had a challenge a couple years ago to see who could take the most dick pics during the weekend.
I love that. I'm sure she'll love to hear that. Shayna, do y'all have anything that's come up in Loophole over the last few years or any rituals that have remained solid or strong?
So each year with group camping, we've kind of changed every year. So we've done group costumes, which this year we're kind of blowing it up and taking it to an extreme, because with our whole Facebook group, we also do a meetup that's inside of Cineroo each year as a whole group. So we always do that every Thursday. That's our big group theme. Otherwise, throughout the festival, we usually have one of our group members. He actually designs our sticker every year that we'll give out. So we usually order anywhere from 500 to 750. We always end up running out. I know we need to order more, but we order that many stickers, and then a bunch of us in the group, like, we just grab them and then give them out throughout Bonnaroo. So that's a huge theme we do. And, like, we started doing costumes. We're still trying to figure out how to nail doing timing to get a full group photo in costumes. That's a work in progress, but, like,
we have not figured that one out after, like, 7 years of group.
Even our annual Loophole photo, like, I ended up taking, like, a megaphone and just having random people that just jumped in the photo. Not everyone's here. We're not going to make this work. Like, this is the best it's going to get. But we've done Mushroom Day. That's been, like, a reoccurring theme of costume that we've just put back in every single year, because like everyone can just do like a mushroom day however they want. Like there's so many variations.
Yeah, mushroom day butter is just a standard thing.
Exactly. I was like
mushroom day every day.
Exactly. And like one year, I think it was 2022, a lot of our group, we bought all of the mushroom hats from Wicked Hippie. So there was like a bunch of us, and like I gave so many away to staff the first day. I was like, okay, I have 3 hats left. I need to quit doing that. But like this year, we are obsessed with like WWE, and so like I literally put on Twitter like an hour ago, I was like, let's see how long I can hold secrets. I'm not holding secrets. We're gonna do a WWE like wrestling group costume day, but that's also gonna be our Loophole group meetup. Like I really want 40 Hulk Hogan's and Cineru.
Can I dress up as a wrestler?
Yes, like going? We're dressing up as Hulk Hogan. Like there's a photo.
Oh, everybody's gonna be Hulk.
I cannot wait to scream Hogan brother at all of
yes, you. Yes, right? Halloween we were running around through Spirit Lake, and one of the photographers got a photo of us going brother, and so like we're literally just gonna make the Loophole meetup like catching a brew with your bros, like because it's at the brewer's tent. Like it moves to each year. Yeah, so I'm like, I really just want 40 Hulk Hogan's like at the brewer's tent. Like that will make my life. We're going to build amazing. A wrestling ring and group camping. So that's our biggest theme we're doing right now. We'll see how this comes June.
Mitch, I remember a few years ago, you guys did the pizza party and you had all of the pizza floats bouncing on the crowd at the witch stage.
Yeah, we partnered a whole bunch of people at the Parachute People, the House of Yes, Wu-Tang Clan, and it was at Jungle.
And it was a Jungle, that's right.
Yeah, we partnered with Pizza Nova, and I think we gave out 30 pizzas.
I got a slice.
I didn't even get a slice.
I would have shared mine with you if I knew that.
I don't know. I'm good. It's just what happened is I carried like 5 pizza boxes and I was wearing a pizza float as a hat. And then once we touched pizzas, it was just like disseminate the pizza. And it was gone very fast because, you know, hungry hippies.
That is one of the things I love about the big groups is we can make things like that happen. We've had some big parties over the years. I've thrown parties with you, Mitchell, in group camping before. This year I'm working to throw the Wednesday pre-party. I might talk a little bit more about that at the end of this, but working on some big fun stuff. And it's just, that's one of the benefits of being able to bring that many people together in one area, especially to me in group camping where we're all different groups out here, but we're all friends. There is a sense of community and we all, if one of us wanted to throw an event, I'm sure anyone else would step in and help out.
I think it would be derelict to not mention the beer exchange at this point.
Absolutely. Of course.
Anybody listening, one of the things that my group does that anybody's welcome to, at 10:30 to 11 on Friday morning at the group plaza, we host a beer exchange. Please bring any beers from your local communes. If you bring something from Bevco, we're going to frown, but we're not going to kick you out. Please come share your breweries. We started that in I think 2014 with 14 folks, and we tend to get over 1,000 folks at the beer exchange these days.
The first one I was at I think was 14 or 15, and I think there was like 20, 25 people in total. I have the koozie downstairs. It's crazy how much that has grown.
I got interviewed by the Tennessean like twice for it. Because they just show up because they see Oberon and other companies that are, you know, larger at this point now, just showing up and handing out beer. And it's a sight.
Are y'all going to have the Redaroo beer again? Was that Pontoon Brewing that did that?
That was Pontoon Brewing that was doing that. And they had a lot of problems recently where they almost had to close down because their distributor was... I think it's Birvana. They were assholes, for lack of a better word. And they stiffed Pontoon out of enough money that it almost threatened the brewery to close down. But they've since gotten funding and things. We're still working with them. We don't think we don't know for sure they're going to be able to make a beer for us because we don't want to ask that of them with all the trouble they've been through this year. But we are still going to have a lot of free beer towards the end of things. And please, everybody, come hand out. I mean, not hand out, but trade beers. I tend to bring beers to give out. That's why my brain was flubbing that through because I just like sharing the good news about my local stuff. But 10:30 Friday, probably the biggest group camping event from my understanding. Just beer trading. We have seltzers too. It doesn't have to be beer.
Taylor, you got to come in last year to group for the first time and you didn't see it before, but what do you feel about the community there where we have that little section that's just for group? It's different than the rest of Bonnery, right?
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's like a community inside of the community. It's really cool to see everyone get together and just camp together, and no one knows each other, but they all became friends by doing this, and it's just really cool.
Did you
really
get to go to any of the big group events last year, like the Beer Exchange or any of the shows at the Cracker Barrel stage, stuff like that?
I did see some at the Cracker Barrel stage. I did not go to the Beer Exchange. I'm not sure what I was doing at that point, but I'm going to try to this year. It sounds fun. Bring some Wichita beers.
It's super fun. One of my favorite events I went to last year actually featured Mitchell. We had a nice little poetry slam hosted by Mitchell, and I got to sit there in the grass and enjoy that late. Was that Wednesday evening?
I did it Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, and then every Wednesday at midnight, I host a poetry screaming because art's better if you can throw it.
Super fun.
Love that.
So even if you're not in group, keep an eye out. There's a lot of fun events that do occur in the group area. If you're there on Tuesday and Wednesday, it is where the parties happen. Just say that. Mm-hmm. Especially Tuesday when there is no other music. Can come camp out and come hang out with the group weirdos, us DJs.
If you see a red-haired guy with glasses, that's Mitchell. That's me. Come hop on the SS Paget. I'll show you to a good time.
He will, too. I can promise that.
Side quest with Mitchell.
I love doing that. I find rookies once a year and like, all right, you want to see all the highlights of this place? And I give them like 2-hour tour around the entirety of the campground. And it's always a lot of fun.
It is wild how much the group has changed in my mind. We're talking about, Chaney, you said like 2011, Mitchell there since 2012 or 13. I've been going there for a long time. It moved. I do miss the old spot by the woods, but I do like the community that's formed in the new area. But some of the amenities are a lot nicer. Do you guys think group is upgraded over the years, ultimately? Sure. Yes or no?
Flushable porcelain toilet seats. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, they have lights in them. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And usually toilet paper.
Actual like shower trailers this year were nice.
Yeah, I like food the showers. I know I wasn't there previously, but the showers were very nice.
The showers in the old pod by the outdoor showers, I have a soft spot in my heart for them. And typically once a year, I'll walk over there for a shower just because I like the open air. I like hearing what's going on around me. I like being next to the grove. You know, it's very
beautiful. It used to just be a bunch of people listening to music, showering near one another and like screaming at each other. The number of times I saw somebody go into a shower with like a full meal, I'm like, how is he going to eat that in there? Good for him.
We would take a bunch of beers and stand in line and tell people how pretty they looked and how good they smelled when they were coming
out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The community is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about, like, we do have the stages. To me, that's, like, the biggest upgrade. We've got the little giddy-up stage, the Cracker Barrel stage. This year, there may be some other stuff going on in there as well that we've been hearing rumors of. But I love that we have that, and they've allowed us to do events. Talk about Mitchell doing the Poetry Slam. 2 years ago, Cherub was supposed to play the Beer Exchange and the storm came through and they didn't make that. So Dan and I got on stage and Dan DJed for that instead. What about, like, is there anything you guys would like to see in there? Maybe this year in the upcoming years? There might be somebody who helps run group listening to this podcast. Maybe. I know we've got some friends of the bus that are involved in it. What would we like? What could make the group area better?
I have no real solutions. My brain just wants to say, put in a ball pit.
Hey, let's bring our own ball pit.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Bounce Castle. Yeah. I mean, please limit us, but Bounce Castle ball pit, something like that. Something from a McDonald's play area from the 2000s.
Yes.
Like so put an in box.
I would love to turn one of the full streets that's on a hill just into a giant slip and slide one day. But I'm sure that the bonded security would have loved that.
I ran across, I think, a naked slip and slide on Sunday night in like 2016 or 17, I want to say, in group. It was like, it was one of the rainy Sunday nights. And yeah, it was a pretty happening event. There were a lot of people there.
I think I ran across the same one also. what about this year? Do you guys have any big events planned? Does the Loophole do any like big parties Wednesday, Sunday?
So usually a lot of our group actually comes in very staggered days. So most of our group arrives on Wednesday and Thursday. So usually our biggest group thing is Thursday inside with our annual meetup. Then like as a group, like in camping, we usually do like Wednesday and Thursday, we try to do like group brunch and like meals. And like last year, like I was on a megaphone, like giving out tacos because like we were doing walking tacos. And so like volunteers are walking by people and I was like, I know you guys are hungry, like there's food, please come eat these tacos, like gave them away super fast. So we usually do that. Some of our group on Sunday has tried to do like a tradition of whatever alcohol they have left, like just mixing it all in like a giant jug. Yeah, I think we've done that two or three times now. It's
dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's Sunday, man. You know, I don't know how much left I have to jump at that point.
We call it Survival Sunday. Yeah. After three or four straight days of major baster alcohol buckets every morning, whatever's left, we just kind of make a bad baster on Sunday and go at it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You gotta finish out strong.
Oh, yeah.
I try to. At my advanced age now, it's getting harder and harder. Yeah. we try and throw a big party every Sunday night. This past year when the storms rolled through, I think our tent was one of the few ones really bumping all night long, and we had somebody DJ till 7 a.m in the rain. We had a lot of random people come in and just absolutely covered in mud and filth and come on into the big wedding tent and dance with us. So this year, if you guys are looking for something to do on a Sunday night, please come dance with the Squeak Squad. Just follow the music and the lights. Last year, Rubus did a bunch. Skylar, I know you helped organize that. And Mitchell, you're talking about the beer exchange. You guys also used to do a Sunday party with Supergroup. Do you do that anymore with Red Room?
We do some. I don't know if we're planning one this year. Okay. I have been a little lax in the weekly meet. So bi-weekly meeting. Redaroo literally has bi-weekly meetings, and we used to have a Slack because there was so many people that we got too organized and we started running it like a nonprofit. But this year we've switched over to Discord. I have been a little less involved in the meeting minutia, but I don't think we've got a big party planned for Sunday night, but we always throw one because we have we tend to have somebody bring, oh goodness, what is the name for those things that you can plug and play DJ sets on?
Generator.
Oh.
Speakers?
Yeah, we've got generators and speakers, but there's a specific device where people can just literally.
You mean a deck?
Yeah, it's a deck, okay. But I forgot the name of it. We tend to always have a party. This last Sunday, we did not have as big a one because that storm was pretty sizable and took out a lot of tents in our area.
It was.
Including mine.
Yeah, one of ours, too.
My personal tent got destroyed, so I just stayed in the party tent and danced till the sun came up. I couldn't sleep in a puddle, so why not dance?
Modern problems require modern solutions.
Exactly. Thank you.
Absolutely.
But I think we're throwing a party just because we do it every year, but I don't have particular details. I think this year we're doing, we're kind of co-opting what they had as the general group theme last year, and we're doing like a space cowboy galactic giddy up stuff.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. So expect a lot of cowboy. Yeah.
This year, I'm working with Andrew, who's a member of the Rubus, and another friend of mine, Daniel. We are also trying to throw the official group kickoff Wednesday party in the group camping area. Possibly two stages. We have a van coming to camp with the Squeak Squad that has a stage that folds out the side with lights and speakers. So we're upgrading our setup a little more this year, Taylor, than what you've seen in the past. Oh, yeah. Should be fun. But yeah, we're working on that, and you guys should be seeing some of that come out. I know I'd seen in Loophole some people asking if there was a Wednesday party this year. I can officially say there will be one, and it'll be a lot of fun. And we're trying to get some bigger names to play it if we can. So.
This is related but unrelated, and I feel like sharing it. Through group camping, something we found is that you can bring vans in of various sizes that are pretty much like mini school buses. And for someone very bougie out there listening, you can rent a meat van and sleep in an air-conditioned freezer in the back, and it will go into group camping.
So I rent a U-Haul van every year to bring all my camp stuff. And when it gets hot in the morning, I just turn the thing on and blast the AC and sleep in the back of the U-Haul van.
Yep.
I cannot get over the meat van. Hang on.
100% done that. 3 years. Rented 15-passenger vans. Pulled everything out. AC. Mm-hmm. Yes. Literally, my group would laugh at me, and they're like, Shayna will not get up until noon. She's an AC princess right now.
I do the exact same thing, because I don't go to bed till like 7 a.m., so I got to get those 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. I do back-to-back Bonnaroo Forest, so, like, I have to get my rest. Like, that is one thing essential. I will not – I baby my sleep. You will see me sleeping in Cineroo. I'm fine. I'm just taking a power nap.
So for the people listening, that's one of the things I just kind of wanted to close on. What are some of the tips for group camping? Like, we're talking about renting a van, a meat van, if you want to sleep like a slab of beef, or just a U-Haul van.
How about I hang upside down from by my ankle?
Oh, you want to just hang like a bat from a cave?
Best sleep of your life right there.
Right?
Yeah. Arms folded across your chest.
And just a debilitating head rush when you get up in the morning.
The first year me and Matt met each other, our neighbor actually smuggled in and put together an entire trampoline, and that was their bed.
Oh, I remember. There's
a great video
that.
Of me in full astronaut costume with helmet, clothes, and lights everywhere, jumping on the trampoline at like 4 a.m. one morning. And somebody in the video opens up their tent and says, please stop, it's late.
I mean, that's very polite, at least. They said please.
Yeah, it was very nice. I stopped. What also, the nice thing about the big groups is you can organize. We bring a giant generator. We have, like I said, speakers, lights, a sound system, everything. But also, like with group, you can organize food. You were talking earlier, Shane, about like group meals. I know Red Root does group meals also.
We've stepped back a little bit just because group camping fees went up so much. Mm-hmm. We are still going to do, I think, one group meal. But we're
also, you don't have Jason there to cook him anymore.
So much extra, because it does cost money to feed everybody.
It does. What other things can make group more fun for the people listening that maybe haven't done it before, other than all of the things we've talked about already?
A lot of groups have bars.
Yes.
A lot of groups have bars set up. And one of the nicest things is that if everybody brings one bottle of liquor, you're going to have a very nice, well-set-up bar.
Yeah, the crowdfunded bar is a really, really choice addition to the campsite. It's something that I love about camping with Rubus.
Yeah, shout out to Funky Bar.
Funky Bar's the best. Love you, Dave.
Funky Bar is legendary.
Taylor, coming into group last year, is there anything you saw that just kind of blew your mind? Like, I didn't think people would have this at a festival.
Honestly, just like having like everything set up in the wedding tent for like everyone to just grab and like just be healthy, be your best self, and have most fun. That was just
true. In group, you can have a giant tent instead of just your 10 by 10 canopies. We have a 25 by 30 foot wedding tent we set up, like a circus tent. And
yeah, that was pretty cool to see.
Those are nice as a group area, like a general communal space. Also, I don't have any other questions from like the Discord for this call. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about regarding group or Bonnaroo?
Don't be afraid to come join one of us big public groups, please. Like,
oh, yeah.
People instantly have a couch in almost every major city and a friend to go along with it. Just if you're hearing this and you're kind of worried, I mean, Solo Roo exists. There's official Bonnaroo camping that they do like that for folks. But please come join us in group camping. Well, we're very welcoming. Most of us have been doing this for a really long time, and we're happy to help you. Also, one thing that Retaroo has been doing for the past couple of years that I think is worth mentioning, we do have Narcan, and we are any member of Retaroo will have Narcan on them. And if you, you know, if you want some, come see us. We don't have infinite amounts, but we definitely have enough to help.
We also bring test kits. If you are going there and buying something, test your stuff. Be safe. I hope nobody gets hurt ever at Bonnaroo, but it does happen. So take care of yourselves.
Yeah. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of pain, y'all. Just don't take drugs blindly. I mean, I'm not going to be pro drugs on here.
Don't take drugs, but if you're going to, be safe about it.
Exactly.
Be smart, for sure. That's my day job. I specialize in addiction work. So I actually bring a surplus of Narcan and fentanyl test strips to every fest I go to. So yes, group camping, someone has Narcan. If you don't have it, come find me. I will be wearing that bright pink hat all weekend. I give it out. I will educate you in less than 30 seconds. Super easy. It'll save a life.
Less extreme. If you're hungry, group camping will probably feed you also.
Yeah,
yes. You'll find
I will
friends.
Be on the megaphone. There will be margaritas. Yeah. There'll be tacos.
Come find me.
Always
get drunk for free.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be building a wrestling ring for group camping this year.
Awesome.
We're also looking at renting one of the domes because my forest group, we actually have a dome we bring, but we're looking at possibly renting one for group.
Like a geodome for hammocks?
Yes, that, but then also turned it into a WWE ring. And I was like, this is going to be nuts.
It's
so
nice vibes.
It's going to be, Thursday's going to be the wrestling days. And I was like, all the Hulks are coming out. Like, it's.
That's awesome.
Some of our friends, we went up to a show and actually she lost her Hulk Hogan wig in a bar in Ohio. And I was like, the wig is gone.
Not the wig.
For the geodome purposes, there's a friend of ours. I know him from group camping. Ralph Edge. He makes Edge domes, and that man is a math whiz. And if y'all are thinking of trying to make like a wrestling rink dome, seriously, reach out to Ralph. He goes to Burning Man every year.
Edge domes are the best.
Yeah, he's dome life.
Our group has an Edge dome. We don't bring it anymore because I'm setting up enough things. That's one more thing for me to do. But it is awesome when we have it.
Absolutely. I'm going to look it up. I've been wanting that to add that onto our list. The more we keep growing, the more we're actually kind of building like our own little group infrastructure, like our permanent things we're bringing every year.
Yeah, we do the same thing. We have a little group fund and every year we get a few upgrades. The new generator a few years back, the big wedding tent, we just redid the top. Because we're all pitching in and kind of acting like a family, it's nice to be able to keep those things together. And I'm the keeper of the stuff for Squeak Squad, so I bring it all every year.
Oh, that's so awesome. We have it divvied up. One of our groups and something for, like, group campers, too, that's awesome is, like, seeing everyone's creativity and, like, expressing themselves in art. Like, some of our group actually painted a sign for when you get back to group camping of a welcome home to group camping sign. And so, like, we have entryways now and, like, flags. That's our huge thing. I've got a lot of flags. Don't know why.
And they're a good way to find home.
Absolutely. And they're flags of loophole members. That's why they're the funniest, like, my brother missing is one of the flags.
It's awesome.
Like hashtag where's Blaze Bonnaroo circa 2017. And then like there's photos of hashtag Bonnaroo 21 of like our other group members. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining tonight. I hope we did Dan and Charlotte proud with this episode. I really appreciate everybody's time. For everybody listening, thanks for taking time with us. We know this wasn't what you thought you were tuning in for, but I hope you enjoyed it. Happy Bonnaroo, everybody. We're less than 100 days away from Roo's Day.
Yeah!
I guess on the way out, what's a show everybody on here is most excited for this year? Taylor? Let's go. I'm going to put you on the spot. Top show this year.
top show. Oh, fuck. Probably my girl Renee Rapp.
All right.
Or Ash Nico.
Mitchell?
You can't cage me in. Idols, John Batiste and Krangbin.
All right. Nice. Love it. Skylar, what about you? Top shows this year?
Ooh, that Pretty Light Sunrise set is going to turn me into space dust.
Going to be magic. Shayna, what about you? Favorite or thing you're most looking forward to?
I'm so looking forward to that Pretty Light set. And then I'm tied for, and it's interesting, it's Post Malone, because it'll be my seventh time seeing him. And
that's a lot.
I saw him at his first, every time he's been at Bonnaroo, I've seen him. My first or his first time he's there. So I'm going to try to get the rail with my nephew. So stay tuned.
Good luck.
If I don't pass out, we'll see.
I'm looking forward to the Parcels dance party. Hopefully not overlapping with Idol, so I can catch that into the Pretty Light late night. But Parcels, those 70s grooves, that funk music, that's where I'm going to be at home. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody. Happy Bonnaroo, everyone. Appreciate you guys taking time to be on the call with me.
Hey, Bonnaroo. Happy Bonnaroo.
Happy Bonnaroo.